Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 206, part 2, the conclusion to peace. Today is Sunday, August 7th, 2011. Welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. We're located in the historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you haven't joined Pastor Paul's club and you need food, you're living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 and older, or you are disabled with proof, you can come in Monday through Friday between 9:30 and 10:30 to register your household for monthly groceries. You'll need to bring a picture ID, a current piece of mail, and verify your household members with either medical cards or social security cards. It's that easy. We have lots of food, so if you need food anywhere in Minnesota, we have no boundaries. You come to Pastor Paul's Club. You can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support Pastor Paul's Club. And I just want to give a special shout-out and a thank you to the Sean Feinstein Foundation, who has helped Pastor Paul's for a number of years, 10, 15, lots of years, help donate to Pastor Paul's with his Feinstein match that occurs every April. And he's helped hunger partners throughout the U.S. for many years. A special thank you to you. We appreciate your support, who supported us before it became popular to support hunger issues. Thank you, Sean Feinstein Foundation in Rhode Island. Another special thank you to all you youth groups with YouthWorks who have come in this summer, who me and Pastor Paul have been able to work with. It's been great. What an encouragement you have been to Pastor Paul's Club. The work you've done is fantastic, and we're definitely going to be connecting on Facebook and at Pastor Paul's website. So we'll look for your pictures. I've got more than 300-400 pictures of you guys, and we'll see you on Flickr. Now, for Pastor Paul's podcast, this is the month of August, the hot month. Are we ready? Yes. Here are the messages. Peace, these eyes, harvest time, hunger and thirst. So be sure to tune in to Pastor Paul's podcast every Friday for part one, every Sunday for part two. Don't miss an episode. God bless you and have a great month of August.
And there are so many people without peace. So many people out there. Oh, God. Peace when you're teaching people. when you're teaching your children? Don't you have to have peace when you're teaching your children? Huh? Don't you? Do you think that kid is going to learn anything if you've lost your peace? Now, I want you to be ahead of the other kids in school. 2 and 2 is 4. And 4 and 4 is 8. Understand that? 2 and 2 is 4. 4 and 4 is 8. Okay, now we're doing fine. Let's move on. 8 and 8 is 16. And you get all the way up there, and then you say, all right now, 2 and 2 is what? 16. No, I didn't say. No, no, I didn't understand. No, 2 and 2 is 4. I didn't know. I told you! Right? Well, I don't know what got into that kid. You got into them. You did. You dirty rat, you. Huh? You got into them. They're following your example. Well, you see kids that got peace and they got joy and they're happy and so on like that and like that. Well, what's happened to them? You got into them. Jesus in you got into that child. Or Jesus in someone got into that child. Something got to them. Something may have got to you in your life, so you cannot have peace. But Jesus says, listen to me very carefully. Use no excuses of your past things about how you were treated or the different faults and the different things in your life. It has nothing to do with the peace that Jesus wants to give you. This peace I give you. Now, can you receive that today? Now, I didn't say you'd fully receive it, but say, yes, he said it and he spoke it. So now I'm going to have it. And ye shall have tribulation, and I'll have peace on that one because he said it. And now I'm going to grow in this thing. I'm going to knock down all the excuses. I'm going to knock down all the things I think people are doing to me, all my mads and all my faults and all the things that are wrong with me. I'm going to face him. I'm going to say, Jesus, give me a peace on this thing till I grow out of myself and I grow into Christ. This peace I give unto you. You ever try to develop your own peace? It doesn't work. You cannot relax without the Lord. Do you ever try to have peace when you're working? See, there's all kinds of peace. What I'm trying to say here is this peace is ever present, is with you all the time, or isn't with you at all. And anything that destroys that peace, then cast it aside. Give it over. Come to Jesus. See, we can rest when we see him and how he's rested. When I look at Jesus and I see how he rested in the boat, and there's a wind and waves were all over, and he rested, and he all like, it's sinking, and it says that Peter yelled until he was hoarse. And finally, Jesus woke up and he said, hush, be still. Well, maybe, do you think he was talking to Peter or the wind? Both. They're both causing a little bit of turmoil. Nothing broke the Lord's peace. Oh, that's so beautiful to read about Jesus, and nothing broke his peace. You know why? Because he was abiding in its fall when it came to trouble. When trouble comes your way and you're abiding in the flow of peace, then that trouble that comes flows right on by you. He could roll with the punches. I remember when I started boxing, Gold Glove, they said, well, you got to learn how to roll with the punches. Don't just stand there. Back up. Move your head. Bob, weave, duck, run! So See, Satan could not shake him because he was continually abiding in God, the Father. He has peace to spare. God has all kinds of peace. I wonder if you'll run out of peace. Never. You need some right now? How many need peace right now on some kind of thing? You need peace? How many need peace right now on something? Just need peace on it. You know what? You already have it. You just not ask God for understanding on this thing so you can start to grow in it. Well, you'll find yourself growing into yourself again, like an ingrown toenail. You grow right into yourself. The Bible calls him a deep well, a spring of peace, endless peace, an artesian well of peace. What does it say? Come to the fountain. Oh, come to the fountain, something song, I forget. See, one calm man can spread peace through a terrified group of people. You ever like to be that type of person? Well, you can be. If you're abiding in Christ and abiding in the flow. Not only that, when you give away from the flow, that which you give away, God uses you as a vessel, and pretty soon you are peaceful. And say, people will say, how can you keep on when these people are doing this over and over and over again? Why don't you lose your peace? Now, don't listen to them. Say, hey, I don't want to lose my peace because I don't want to lose my cool because I don't want to lose it, okay? Do you want me to lose my peace? Do you want me to become a raving maniac? Huh? How many know the Boston Strangler and all these people didn't have no peace? Huh? Now we have Paul on a sinking ship and he had peace, and because he had peace, everybody made it in. You listening right now, body of Christ, you listening on the radio right now, get ready for the biggest shake, the biggest whole shake that's going to go on. It says there's a whole lot of shaking going on, and everything that says there's going to be a shaking, and it says everything that will be shaken will be shaken. Every storm is going to come down the pike, every one of them. Oh, God, get ready. Every persecution you can think of is going to come our way, every single one of them. Better practice it right now. Practice what Jesus said. Jesus says, ye shall have persecution. Start to practice right now. Every little thing comes your way, say, Lord, thank you for this little lesson, for the bigger lessons is coming down the pike. I know it's coming. I want to be ready. Teach me, Lord. Show me what to do. Have me be obedient and have me abiding in the power of God and have me abiding in this peace. And if anything comes my way to try to destroy it, Lord, let me cast it aside and seek ye the first the kingdom of God and seek Jesus only. And keep your eyes right on. I told a person one time, I said, keep your eyelashes, because he was so proud of his eyelashes. He says, everybody notices my eyelashes because they're so big. I says, they really are big. I says, they're not. Would you be offended? They almost look like they're fake. No, they're not, he said, and he pulled his eyelash out until his eyeball part and it fell out of his head. I says, but anyway, you have to get to people different ways, okay? I said, take those long, lovely eyelashes, and I said, face them towards Jesus. And don't bat an eye in any other direction. Keep your eyes stayed on Christ. Remember, one Christ, such as we have in our church, can turn a horde of cowards into a great, courageous army. And I think I ought to talk to the leaders in the Church of Jesus Christ to rest into the Lord and to abide in Him and keep your eyes right on. And your eyelashes, if you're listening, straight ahead. Become examples of that great, great Scripture, having done all stand. Let us hope we can all be Christ Jesus examples of that phrase. Yes, His peace breathes peace into changeable bodies. Don't we change all the time? Aren't we changeable? First we say we will and then we won't. We're undecided now, so what are we going to do? Is there a song like that? Of course there is. We're undecided now, so what are we going to do? Oh, get decided. decide to follow Jesus. Decide to grow in the peace that God gives you that will pass up your frontal lobes, your own weak understanding, and simply receive it until that your understanding grows in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and the light and the revelation He'll give you, and then you'll understand what He's saying. But first you have to receive it like a child. I talked to a man this week. He says, I got this terrible fear. I heard one of your old tapes. It was on fear. Now people like to be afraid, and they go on roller coaster rides. Do you remember that tape, Pastor, when they went down the roller coaster? Woo! I said, yeah, I remember it. But I always had this fear, he says, of failure. Well, I said, fear no more. You can go, you have gone already as far as it can take you. You are a total flop. Isn't that encouraging? You are a colossal failure. See, I said, we all fail, but the real failure is fearing it. Now, how many in here know that you have failed and you will fail many times? To that I put both arms up and both legs. But if I fear failing, I won't do anything. Well, I'd like to try, but I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can, having done all, stand. This is too great a trial. You've already failed. How many know that's the truth? Huh? Oh, man. If I feared all the mail I get, even the ones that burn my hands, I wouldn't open them up. I would lose some of the good mail that comes by not receiving some of the so-called failure mail. Whew. Oh, don't fail to seek the Lord, because our only failing is when we fear failing. Now start to do things in your weakness through Christ and do them without worry. You ever been with someone, they worry so much, they might, I don't know. Will you take this pen, it's too bad, because see, they've lost self-confidence. Will you take this pen of chicken? Now I'll say something you remember. Chicken livers, now you remember that. Most people don't like chicken livers, so I got to give you something you remember. Please give me something to remember you by. You got something, chicken livers. All right, take these chicken livers and put them in the oven. And they'll say, now you told me, see, they don't have no confidence. Did you tell me, let me understand this really carefully, say it again. Did you want me to take the chicken livers over there and put them in the oven? Yeah, that's right. Take those chicken livers in your hand. And then, now be patient with people. See, let me show you, because I'm kind of that way myself. Now watch me. See, I'm going to take these chicken livers in my hand, this pan of chicken livers. I'm going to take them over here, and I forgot something. I'm so dumb. And you right away kind of fellowship with them that way by admitting you don't know everything. You lay the chicken livers down, and you knew you had to open the oven before your hands got full, right? Okay, or maybe you really were dumb and you didn't do that. Admit it anyway. And so you open up the oven and you say, now we pick them up and we stick them in the oven. Now, let's see you do that. Okay, pick them up. Yeah, right. Wait, wow. And you stick them in the oven, right? Oh, yeah, great. And you know what? You even open the oven. This is great. You open. Oh, see, you're smarter than I am. I'm talking about people with low self-esteem that have been kicked in the behind all of their life, and they really don't know what's going on, and they have no peace on going ahead with a job. Now I say, now what do you suppose is the next thing that we do to get these chicken livers hot? Now, did I forget something? Well, you got to turn the gas on. Go ahead. You got the job down pat. You're going to be teaching things before long. Or I could say, you nincompoop, just go take them chicken livers and stick them in the oven and shut the oven. nothing? Don't you know nothing? And the guy never had any kind of peace. Because people always yelled at him his whole life like that, never took the time, a peaceful time with him, like Jesus will do, and Jesus will tell him how to do it step by step. Oh, and I'm so sick of showing people. Well, just get good and sick of it. Get sick of yourself. Get fed up with yourself. Turn to the Lord. So I said, fear no more. I mean, hey, listen to this. Even in total victories, we all think, oh, you know, I could have done much better. Even when it's a total victory, are you ever satisfied? So go on to the next failure. If you dare say such a word. It's not negative. Go on to the next failure. Because you're never satisfied. If you can receive that you will do things that are a failure, seemingly, then you can receive yourself. So much of the stuff is stay away from the negative. I said a seeming failure. Without Jesus Christ, I'm saying, everything you do in the way it works is a failure. But everything you do in the Lord, no matter if you forget to open up the oven door, or if you drop all the chicken livers on the floor, they're all a victory in Jesus Christ. It covers it all. Don't be afraid to say you failed. These things have I spoken unto you that you might have peace. Jesus wants us to be calm and to be cool and to be collected, firm and happy and confident. He doesn't want us running around. The sky is falling! The sky is falling! Ah! You remember that, Chicken Little? Oh, what a character. And you know what? If you're 1 inch off the ground, you're still in the sky. It's already fallen. What's there to fear? You already have a fallen nature. Don't worry about falling. You've already have a fallen nature. My nature is falling. People are seeing me. My nature is falling. My nature. Your nature has fallen already. And the only way out of this damnable world is the Lord Jesus Christ. Get it down. Listen, you people out there, even when some of your enemies would let you down. What do you mean your enemies would let you down? They'd let you down if they weren't used to God. That's what I'm talking about. And they would be let down. Can you let your enemy down? By not praying for him. Oh, I am so dissatisfied with you for what you did to me. You're not supposed to get into that. What are you commanded to do? Pray for your enemy. You let your enemy down. I'd never let my friends down. Oh, that's easy to do. But you let your enemies down. You didn't pray for them. And then don't pray like this. Oh, Lord, Lord, let fire fall on them. Teach them a lesson, Lord. Huh? Smite them from the left and the right and from the back and from the front. Kill them dead, Lord. You feel that hot sensation? You're getting what you put out. Open your eyes up. You're on fire. But your enemies would be let down, and now I'm going to give you something you might not totally agree with, but oh my, do I know it is the truth, and it's backed up with all kinds of scriptures, so listen to it. You listen on the radio, listen real good. Our enemies would be let down. would become full of fear if you give up. If in my ministry, which has been 14 years, which not only has been 14 years, but more like 50, because it's been very, very concentrated and very, very full. If I were to give up, and I'm talking about totally give it over, my enemies would become so fearful they wouldn't know where they were going. Even some of my worst criticizers would fall into terrible fear if I gave up. See, it would take away their own confidence. Now, how do I know that? Now, maybe I'll lose a few personal conflicts in my own life or your own life. Maybe you'll have to lose a few of those skirmishes to win the war. Maybe you'll have to look. Maybe you'll have to, these people will have to say, my own confidence has been affected. It needs to be affected. You are not pricked in your consciences any other way. Now you become fearful. But listen, preacher, listen, pastors, and you four that are listening so intently, and I don't know your names, and the woman, and the guy, and all these young people that are calling, all of you, listen real close. Don't you let your enemies down. They need you. And so don't panic. You people listening on the radio, don't panic. Don't panic, having done all stand. This ministry right now, and a lot of them around the world right now, are getting into things where they have to make deep decision. When they make that very deep decision, it's for a greater cause, and just let the chips fall where they may. My God, people, there is a greater war, and it's being fought right now in the heavenlies, and we are in the kingdom of God right where we stand. Having done all stand, don't you leave your post. If you leave your post, you will lose your peace. Why do people leave their posts? Because they've lost their peace. But see, they'd have to find somewhere else to challenge all their energies, to find fault with, to criticize, or to kill. See, you're a very useful vessel, Pastor. Encourage everyone, stand fast. Be a love anchor, and no matter what others do, you just grow in love by abiding in it. And do what God has commissioned you to do. Offer grace. No matter what. The guy said, well, man, I offered 490 times the grace to my congregation. Are you listening? I offered 490 times the grace to my whole ministry, my whole church, and there's some 2,500 people in there, and I haven't seen one particle of grace back to myself out of that 490, not one piece. I said, brother, you are missing the point. God gave you grace to give out 490 pieces of grace to each one of those 2,500 people. If that be the case, then God's grace is sufficient for you to go on and give them 10 times 490 or 4,900 to 2,500 and whatever it takes. God's grace is sufficient for you to go on. Don't you look for an excuse to crawl out of the cockpit. Don't you look for an excuse to jump out of the ship. Are you hearing this message? Do what God has commissioned, Pastor, for you to do. Not for grace, no matter what. Even if it never seemingly gets returned to you, you are the vessel of grace. Did Jesus receive any? No, for the God of all grace, they threw him upon the cross and nailed him down. Now what the world says, let's nail this thing down. Now, I know there's some about us that think grace can only display itself by raving and raging. Listen, there's a thing here I got to mention. Weakness jumps ship. Weakness hurries. Never make a decision when your mind is in turmoil. Never. Go on out and grab a hold of your head and squeeze it. Oh, God. Oh, what? You ever squeeze your head? Oh, my God. Let go of your head. What do you think it is, a pimple or something? Let go of it. Uncover your ears. Say, my God, I need a direction in this thing. I don't want to make a hurried up decision. I want to have peace right here on this spot. This little 18-inch colossal pizza pie circle. I'm going to stand right in the middle of this little pizza pie, colossal garbage can pizza pie circle here. And I'm going to get peace right in the middle of this pizza pie circle, garbage, colossal pizza pie circle pie tin that I'm standing on, or I'll have no peace at all. Let it come! I don't feel nothing yet. You want to go by feelings? Receive it on the pie tin. Get off the pie tin. And you don't have to go to Kalamazoo. You don't have to go to Alaska. You're going to get it right off of the center that you've been standing on that colossal garbage can, pie tin pizza. You'll get your peace one step off of it, because that's the step of faith that you take out into it. And you say, Lord, I receive it. And if you receive it, you go about your business and you don't bother by what people will say or what they think. It doesn't matter anyway. And you grab your peace right now, because he says, I shall give you peace. I have given you peace. Grab it right now. What are you waiting for? Yeah, but I had such a miserable life. I did that. Has nothing to do with it. Nothing whatsoever. What'd I do with my glasses? Not a thing to do with it. Thank you, Lord. Does it? Has Jesus given you some kind of an object lesson? Well, then do it. How do you prove Jesus Christ? By abiding in his peace. How do you prove the Lord? This I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you peace, because you're going to have tribulation, but I'm going to give you peace. And that's a proof on the pie tin that you have peace right where you're at. This peace I give unto you. An abiding peace. Jesus doesn't want you to be depressed, you out there contemplating suicide, some of you. Gray in the face, weak in the knees, sad or whispering in fear because of the judgments to come. Look, the Lord says, I come not to judge, but I come to save. Has God given you a purpose out there, Pastor? Then what are you waiting for? Approval from everybody? What do you think I should do? Should I do this or that? I want to show hands. It's a democratic thing, you know. No, following Jesus is not a democratic process. Jesus is a dictator. God is a dictator. You are the dictee. He tells you what to do, and you do it. Are you waiting for approval from everybody? Are you waiting for agreeance on all points? Well, there's just one point that all 2,500 don't agree with me. There's one person that doesn't agree all the way, and I want everybody to totally agree, or it won't work. If you're waiting for total agreeance, Pastor, and if you're waiting from approval from everybody, then just lay down. Stop waiting. Lay down. Go to sleep. Because I'll never, drop dead. It'll never come. Never. Have you tried to get everybody to agree with you on every point? Well, you know, that's impossible. Isn't there a song like that? It's impossible. Blah, 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 blah. It's impossible. Huh? Isn't that it? And so Jesus wants you to have peace. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might find peace. Don't we have a great end to serve? Oh, God, serve the end. Serve the end. The end result. Go towards serving that end. We have a great life to live down here. And we have a great helper to help us if we'll only believe in him. The Lord, it says in the Bible, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob, it says, is our refuge. And right now we reserve the right to remain calm in the midst of turmoil. And when Satan says, get depressed. Remember, just call upon your deliverance. We need to learn, and we need to learn from Jesus Christ the art of peace. So we're not so bubbling over 1 hour and bone dry the next. You ever seen somebody's bubbling over? Praise the Lord, skipping through the tulips in the morning, darling, da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da. Oh my, you're so happy today. You're so radiant. Yes, oh, Jesus is Lord. I love him so. I'll never, ever let him go. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you like me? The next day you see him. Oh, God. I don't believe what happened to me. Brother, you look real mean. I am mean. How many are hearing this? And then they'll sing, Jesus love is a bubbling over. Jesus love is a bubbling over, huh? One moment you're so fast, and the next minute you're so slow. Unduly, let's say, exhilarated at one time, and needlessly, let me say that over and over and over again, needlessly, the next moment, depressed. Do you need to be depressed? You listening on the radio, do you need it? Do you really need it? Well, the world says, who needs it? Well, you talk about, what's wrong? Not that people don't get depressed. Not that I don't. Not that you don't. Not that we all don't have those moments of gloom. But do you need it? Do you think that someone else in your household needs it? Don't bother me. Can't you see? I'm depressed. Can't you read my face? Oh, yes, I can. Let me out of here. Ooh, ooh. Huh? How many people in the United States have to put up with that kind of garbage? Hey, stay away from Mom. She's depressed. It's like... Stay away from the roaring lion. Stay away from her. Just pick up your shoes. Don't make any noise. She's got one of her headaches. And tiptoe down the stairs. And they tip down, and they get down to the third step, and squeak! Oh, God. Oh, let me out of here. Don't let her catch me. Who's there squeaking them stairs? You lose your peace around somebody like that? Get out. My dad uses, more, move it out. Get out. You're causing too much of trouble in my cafe. You're making not a peace. You're making a war. Get out. And then he would just lay a meat cleaver right in the middle of the counter. Wham! You better be leaving, eh? No, he didn't do that. But, you know, he could have. But if somebody destroyed the peace, you would tell him, hey, I'm losing my patience. You better go on and get out of here. Why is it we can be so exhilarated at one moment and so needlessly depressed at the next? We need to be like the Father in heaven, a boulder, let's say, immovable. Isn't there a song like that? When an irresistible, immovable force such as I, huh? These things, oh, hear it again. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Why not get it right now? You listening on the radio, why not have it right now? Why not notice that in order that they would have peace, he spoke certain words to them. Oh, listen to them. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. I want you to go home today after this message and read all of John 15, all of them, and find out what Jesus said, that they would have peace. Then I want you to even read chapter 14, let not your hearts be troubled. I want you to read all that. In fact, the whole Bible, if you really listen to what the Lord is saying, was designed in the very deepest sense, spoken by Jesus Christ. The whole Bible. And it is in order that you may have peace. Well, what did he say in the 16th chapter of John that they might have peace? One thing that he foretold was trials. They shall put you out of the synagogue, yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you, that's pretty extreme. Well, let's get extreme so you can get in between. That whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God a service. Have you been laid low lately and people think that they're doing God a service? Have they pulled the sheet up over your head, Pastor, over your head, and pronounced you dead upon arrival? Do you have peace? Well, then it really doesn't matter. Whew. Learn this, and don't worry over something that is promised to you. Trials. Promise. You could promise your kids that you're going to have trials. But God is able to take you through each and every one. Maybe some of my influence, maybe some of my examples, maybe some of the things that God took me through, I'll share with you, and it'll help you. But in the end, God will take you through, and you have to keep your eyes on the end. Aren't they guaranteed? I started thinking about this as I was driving here today. I thought, you know, these things are guaranteed. By the fact of your being the seed of woman, and it says, whose heel must be bruised. Expect trials. Because you know why? They are going to come. They are inevitable. They will be here. Just like winter. We were talking about winter the other day. Janine, you were talking about it. Oh, I really dread winter coming. Well, how many in here dread winter coming? I do. I don't particularly like winter. And I mean, a lot of times I hear people say, oh, I just love the seasons. I love them too. But I love some more than others. Summer, I'm very fond of. Very fond of. Spring is all right. But summer? Fall is, it's cool. But summer, that's my bag. And winter? Well, let's go on with the message. Doesn't all things turn to good for them that wait? Oh, it'll pass. So expect trials are going to come. And let me lock up this message now. You got to learn how to take the highs and the lows and the bitter and the sweet, the hot and the cold and the good and the bad, the cheers and the jeers. God, what a man of God you are. And you are of Beelzebub. And listen, when severe, let's say very severe persecutions and afflictions happen to you, then and then only you will know you are in the true lineal descendant of that persecuted Savior who told you, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. The Bible says the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. And so make yourself very familiar with the word trial. And wonder when it doesn't come. When it does come, say, what have you been waiting for? Oh, here's something I learned a long time ago. I believe there's such a thing in carrying the cross until, if you don't feel the weight of it, you become uneasy. If I don't feel the weight of the cross on my shoulders, the burden, then I get uneasy. When things come too easy, I get uneasy. When there's no burden, when there's no trial, when there's no conflict, when there's no challenge, I start to wonder. See, if we have a burden for a long, long time, and then all of a sudden it's gone, we miss it. Oh, I've been accustomed to the weight. I have become accustomed to the cross. But without it, I'd be a complete loss. It would be a heavy burden for me to carry it all. But oh, if all of a sudden there was none at all. Oh, I've become accustomed to the cross. Accustomed to the challenge, huh? And you know, huh? If it was gone, I wouldn't know what to do. Doesn't retirement prove that? People waiting all over. Oh, I heard a guy the other day. Oh, then do you have to wait the full 30 years and then? Well, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it? And here's a guy 20-some years old. Well, you have to wait the full 30 years and then you get the whole thing. Otherwise, you only get, three-quarters of it. Oh, I would go for 30 years of it. I mean, that way you'd get everything. And I felt like saying, well, they might just, when your time comes, pull a shade down and say, close, we ran out of money. Doesn't that happen when children leave? When all the work is done? Automatically. Huh? Does the soap opera give you any kind of peace? Lily Tilly listening on the radio? No, this helps me keep my peace. When I expect rough treatment from this old evil world, I get peace on it. I'm not sadistic, but I get peace. I don't ask for it. I don't have to. It just comes. And also, he's comforted them by this. He told them that them why he was going away. What a choice blessing it was. The Savior was going away because it was expedient for them that he should go. Doesn't it take away the sting of a trial? When you know by faith that it is expedient that such and such a grief is permitted to happen to you? Are you grieving over something? It is permitted to happen to you. And when it is expedient that you're where you're at and it seems of no amount of faith will remove you, to bow down to divine grace and say, Lord, I'm going to find my peace right here, or I'm not going to find it at all. I'm not going to move off of this step until I have peace. Because, boy, I'll tell you one thing. If you, having done all, stand and believe God not to run in the face of the foe, in the face of the enemy, and say, God, I want my peace right here in the middle of all this affliction, you know what will happen? You'll get peace that passes understanding, and you'll grow so much gaining that peace right there. You'll never be satisfied with yourself. I don't care. Hey, don't forget to pray. Even if your own heart is sinking, don't forget to pray. Another peace recruiting word is, the Father himself loveth you. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And he spoke to them until they said, and he said like this, now we are sure, by this we believe. This is the very way to peace. And all those beautiful things, peace comes, it says, by the way of faith. And now I'm going to close. It'll take me about 2 minutes. I want you to listen very closely to this, because it'll sum up the whole message. And my God, I hope it'll help some of you. You're listening on the radio. Don't get into doubt. There are certain people who are always hunting the scriptures, looking for difficulties. And they'll call up and they'll say, brother, what do you think of this scripture? And I said, well, okay, now you've taken that out of context, but what do you think of all these scriptures just before that, just below it? I says, why do you have to get yourself hung up on that one piece of scripture so that you can just totally lay yourself low? Do you love to be in that condition? Do you love to stay on one scripture? Do you want to build a church on that one scripture? And I quoted 10 scriptures to this man. No, but he went right back to the other one. In me that ye might have peace. See, you can shovel and turn over the dunghills of religion and self for the world for 1,000 years and find no peace in it. You'll find no peace in the outward laws and no peace in religious exercise. See, outside of him there is no peace. And don't expect to find it. And it says, in the world you will have persecution. You're not left out of trouble. How many know you're never left out of trouble here on this old land?
That was the conclusion to episode 206. That was part 2 to peace. If you missed part 1, you can go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com. There you'll find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts. You're going to also find the show notes to each episode, and there you'll find scripture links that are within each message. So be sure to check those out. Remember, Pastor Paul's podcast is every Friday for part 1, every Sunday for part 2. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. We'll see you back here next Friday. The message is these eyes. God bless you.
Get ready, you got to move.